What a headless horseman. What up? We are back with another episode of Spirits on. Whoa, I almost died. We're back with another episode of Spirits on Spirits. We're so excited to be bringing you another episode, coming to you live from our studio in Salem, Massachusetts. It's a spooky, fall, like early fall, late summer evening. And you know, the vibes are right to hit y'all with another episode, another epi.
Well, EpiPen for you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Aiden, how we doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
It's a nice Wednesday fall-ish day. I think we still got a couple of weeks left before fall, but, you know, we're getting the vibes going.
It's, dude, you know what I noticed? I was talking about it with my barber today. It's like, bro, we both were like, it has gotten much colder, much faster this year.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 50 in the morning now, and that was not the case last year.
Right.
We're out here, dude.
Global colding.
We're doing fall.
We're
doing fall now, dude.
Dude, I don't know if I said it in the last episode. Pumpkin donuts are back.
Dude, I had my first one last weekend. Oh, my gosh.
It's my favorite fall.
Oh, so good, dude. Had a couple PSLs so far, too. Pumpkin spice lattes.
I think I said this before. Not a pumpkin spice guy.
Oh, dude.
Pumpkin donut guy, not pumpkin spice.
Yeah, no, the PSLs hit me hard, dude.
Also, football?
Yeah, football's back, dude.
It's fall.
Yeah, it's fall, broski.
We got pumpkin spice donuts. We got football.
Yep.
What more could you want?
Yeah, and we got tourists in Salem. So that's how you know it's fall. But, like, to the level that they are out and about now is like that. So for those of you that haven't had the chance to visit Salem yet, there's like one main street. That's Washington Street, right? With like the Bewitched statue and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
They, you know, it's like spooky season when they shut down the crosswalk and they have a cop standing there to direct the traffic. That's when you know, like, oh, we're here. And they had that for the first weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
And that was like, that was it for me. That was like, oh, we're in it now, broskies.
No, we're fully in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets earlier and earlier every year, and this year it's already here.
Dude, you know what I've been doing this year? I've been hitting some of the gift shops and stuff. Like, I've been going into some of those places.
Dude, I do that, like, just throughout the year.
Yeah.
Because they're open. People don't know this about Salem. Salem is, like, a town.
Yes.
That is open.
Yeah.
All year round.
All year round.
Pretty much every single shop that you see is always open.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, they don't really have, like, we're going to shut down for 6 months out of the year. Like, no. Come in February, it'll be open in February.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just kind of, like, periodically go into those shops because they're kind of cool.
They are. Some of them are set. Dude, I went in one for the first time. That one behind Gulu Cafe. The, like...
Oh, the black craft coffee.
Yeah, that one, like, it's in, like, his old bank. And it's so cool on the inside.
I saw their Instagram. They have, like, 1.5 million followers.
That's
or something
crazy. My mom was saying that they you have to have a reservation to get coffee at the coffee store, and it's booked out through like November. Like, you literally couldn't even walk in there and get a latte you wanted.
I wonder if it's like legitimately good coffee or if it's just like people do it for the vibes.
But probably a mix of both. I mean, I don't know, I'm curious, so maybe we'll have to make a resi to get some couple of lattes, dude.
I'd be down.
I'd be down for a good law.
I'm always down for a good law.
Yeah, a little law, dude. Nice.
Lil Tay.
Lil Tay. Was that a rapper, Lil Tay, the girl?
Oh, yeah, like, it is.
She was like 12.
Dude, there was a rumor that she had died.
Yeah, there was. I forgot about that.
She didn't
and then
die.
She didn't die.
No.
That was crazy. Lil Tay back from
Lil
the
Tay.
Grave, dude.
She was in a Jake Paul music video.
Yeah, no, she seems like an interesting human being
she
to interact
sure does.
With. Yep. We're
she had like a Bentley at like 15.
That's cool. That's real
good for her,
cool.
Man.
But then she was also like rapping like a grown man.
Yeah.
She was like, I'll fuck up on you with my Glock. And I'm like, what? You have homework. You have homework.
Yeah. Go back to math 101
yeah,
class.
What? You're like not even in high school? Like, what?
Oh man.
Oh
Have
man.
fun at recess
Yeah,
tonight.
right? You bring the Glock to recess?
Oh
'Cause
my
that's
God.
not allowed. Oh man.
Well, we are not going to wherever Lil Tay's from
No. Oh!
today.
Where's Lil Tay from?
Oh, look it up.
Where is Lil Tay from? Where is Lil Tay from? No fucking way.
Is it Atlanta?
It's Atlanta, bro.
Dude,
Lil Tay's from
we
Atlanta.
are going to where Lil Tay's
We are
from.
going exactly to where Lil Tay's
Bro,
from.
what the fuck? That's so
That's
that is
wild.
genuinely unplanned.
No, that was so unplanned. That is exactly
Yeah,
where she.
in today's show notes, we definitely said talk about Lil Tay because she's from Atlanta.
No, that is
Oh my God, it's so funny.
wild.
What?
Isn't that wild? Just how life works. We're talking about lattes. Then you said Tay. I said Lil Tay. I was like, is that a rapper? And then we're, oh wow. I mean, I'll have to go through the whole conversation again, but that was just the way we got
And
there.
then we said we're not going to where she's from, but then we found out that we are going to where she's from.
It's like
Oh
a
man.
child telling a story.
And then I went and picked up a rock.
Oh man.
Well, we're going to Atlanta,
Yeah.
so
Hotlanta. Catch me out in Atlanta with your Fanta. Ooh, dude. I actually rhymed. Should I try slam poetry again this episode?
yeah, during the intermission,
Yes. Yep.
while I'm chugging,
There we go.
because this looks like a very chuggable
Yeah,
drink.
dude, what is it? Hit,
So,
tell me about it.
we've been to Georgia before.
Yeah,
So
Georgia.
I had some trouble because I was like, the same cocktails came up, and I was like, I don't really want to do that. So I was like, I'm gonna just. I mean, obviously, I didn't come up with this recipe, but I did just kind of decide to go a little bit rogue here, and I
Whoa.
decided to just do peach tea, like a hard peach tea.
Ooh.
So I did peach tea, bourbon, and that's
Nice.
it.
Dude, you know me. I used to love a good iced tea
Yeah.
beverage. I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Georgia, oh yeah,
Yeah.
shit.
You know, I got my weed in California.
It is shit.
Yep.
I think
There we
that's the
go.
words.
That's all I know.
Love the babes.
Yeah. But dude, it looks really good. I mean, any iced tea is fucking phenomenal. Sweet tea.
Yeah,
It's a sweet tea.
when you were a drinker, you used to get the sweet headies,
Deep Eddie's.
deep
It
eddies.
was the Deep Eddie sweet tea vodka. And I
Yeah.
used to put that in sweet tea. And I just it, like
Okay.
I'm a big sweet tea fan. I spend a decent amount of time down south over the summers. And I fucking love sweet tea. I will drink gallons of it.
So you've got some experience with a little hard tea.
I do. So I'm jealous that you are sipping on this one. I'm curious. I've never had one with bourbon though. So I'm curious to see how this plays out. So we're gonna have to get the full taste review from you, if you don't
Something
mind.
tells me it's probably going to be pretty good.
So all right, well let's cheers a Runski and send it down to Georgia.
Cheerio. Just be gentle because it looks a little. That was way too hard.
No, it wasn't. It didn't spill.
It almost did.
It almost spilled. You gotta live life on the edge, man. If you're not spilling, you're not trying.
Oh yeah, that's classic.
Is it?
Classic hard
What's
peach
it
tea.
taste like?
It's been sitting in the ice for a minute, so it's a little watered down. Let me get a second sip here.
Oh yeah, for sure. Might even need a third, dude.
Oh yeah. You got the like there's like a little like crisp to the peach flavor of like you can just ever so slightly feel
Yeah.
the bourbon. Like just kind of like coating your mouth a little bit, just like a nice little hey, I'm here. But not like a but not like a full on like
Punch you in the
yeah,
throat, like,
get
I'm fucking
fucked.
here, dude.
No, it's just like a hey, I'm passing through, just so you know. But most of the flavor profile is the peach.
That sounds phenomenal, dude.
It is phenomenal. I will absolutely be doing two of these, if not mas.
Whoa. That's crazy.
So today, I think this is a first timer for this
Whoa.
type of place.
Whoa. Lay it on me.
So when you think of like mass deaths, what
Whoa.
comes to mind?
Disease.
Yeah.
The scene in Hocus Pocus where they all dance until they die.
Yeah, sure. Which happened right there, by the way.
Yeah, like
Right outside of our
literally.
studio.
Yes. That's crazy. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, it happened at the Old Town Hall.
Yeah, we literally had our middle school dances where they filmed that scene. Wild. I digress though. Mass deaths and casualties. I mean, disease,
Hocus pocus.
Hocus Pocus, Bonnie and Clyde rampage.
Sure. Little murder spree, I like that.
Yep, mad cow disease. When that
Sure.
rips through
Yep.
a place,
Yeah, dude, it's
that doesn't leave that leave
carnage.
yeah that leaves pretty carnage.
Ah,
Like a battle.
now we're getting a little, now we're getting there.
Ooh, yeah.
We're doing a battlefield.
Whoa.
What is it? Love is a
Whoa.
battle. Isn't it Love
Is
is a Battlefield?
that like, is that Jordan Spark? Is that Sparksy?
I don't know.
Sparky?
For some reason I was picturing Rihanna when I was singing it, but
Battlefield. I
Battlefield.
don't know.
It's something.
It's I there's definitely a song named Battlefield.
Battlefield.
Yeah, no, we keep singing Battlefield as if it's gonna come to us.
It's
It's not gonna come to us.
not. It's not Beyonce, is it?
I really don't think so. We'll get into your story and I'll look it up.
All right.
Because I don't want there to be dead air, but
So we're doing the Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield State Park. It's a
whoa.
mouthful. So located northwest of Atlanta and covering nearly 3,000 acres lies a park that was once the scene of mass bloodshed when, in the early spring and or in the spring and early summer of 1864, General William T. Sherman moved an enormous Union army south from Tennessee toward Atlanta in what would eventually become the Atlanta Campaign of the Civil War.
Whoa.
Opposing him was General Joseph E. Johnston and Confederate forces who constructed a defensive line across the ridgelines of northwestern Georgia. Kennesaw Mountain, with its steep flanks and commanding heights, became a critical piece in that defensive line. Sherman probed and maneuvered as he got there, looking for a way to outflank Johnston and his troops, only to find the Confederates completely dug in. So the climactic moment came on June 27th, 1864, when Sherman ordered a just full frontal assault on the Confederate center. The result was completely devastating. The fighting around what would become known as the Dead Angle at Cheatham Hill produced some of the worst carnage of the Atlanta campaign. This was like brutal. So just at this one battle, and if you look at the Atlanta campaign as a whole, it's like, if not more, like a dozen battles. So just
That's a lot of battles.
this one battle alone, 3,000 Union soldiers killed or wounded, and 1,000 Confederate soldiers killed or wounded.
Whoa.
If you look at the Atlanta campaign as a whole, it was approximately 31,700 casualties on the Union side and 34,900 casualties on the Confederate side. So, like, it was huge.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But this kind of, like, just mass death makes it a little more believable and understandable why there are allegedly hauntings still lingering in this park. So the park has over 22 miles of trails. That feels like a lot of miles of trails.
Yeah, 22, that's a lot. Like, this one park
Yeah.
has that many miles of
I mean,
trails.
it's 3,000 acres. So, like, very big
Yeah,
park,
that's
but
a
still
lot.
22 miles is crazy. But almost any of them can become a stage for strange experiences for hikers and joggers who are telling the same kinds of stories, which are the sound of footsteps following them on an empty trail. So like they'll hear ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and then they turn around and no one's there.
That's not good.
That's creepy. In the
Especially when you're in
woods.
the woods, dude. Because your mind, when you're in the woods, your mind does not go to ghosts. It
No.
goes to murderer.
Or bear.
Or, dude, facts.
And Atlanta has, like, Georgia has bears. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think my girlfriend lived there and she said that there was, like, occasionally bears in her
Yeah. I mean,
backyard.
I think any woodsy area, especially on the East Coast, I mean, anywhere has bears.
Duh, bears.
Duh, bears. But yeah, no, I definitely, my mind goes to living creature that's gonna hurt me.
Oh, same. See,
So.
my again, in these situations, my mind never goes to ghost. So, in that situation where I hear footsteps behind me in the woods, like, I'm going to worst case scenario for me, which
Yeah.
is human person.
And it's not, that's not a good place to be.
If you're walking behind someone in a park that has 22 miles of trail, so like you could be anywhere in the park and you're choosing to be like a few feet behind me,
Yeah.
that's gonna be a problem.
And I've had a couple like experiences that are obviously been nothing, but like when you're in the middle of the fucking woods in the middle of nowhere, your mind doesn't, you don't think about it. Like you kind of like either maybe thought about it and then blocked it out, or just like you're chilling. Especially like if you're out in nature, you're enjoying yourself. And then something like that happens, and then your mind like completely flips, and then your fight or flight kicks in
Yeah.
immediately. And it's just like, yeah, no, that feeling must not be good.
No. So, I'm weird in that like a lot of my free time I listen to like horror stories on YouTube and stuff.
That's terrifying.
Like I don't know if anybody listening has heard of Mr. Nightmare, but he basically like just narrates like user submitted like real stories, and some of my favorite ones are like I went camping by myself and weird shit happened to me and like or just like I saw a dude and he was like weird in the woods or something like that.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Because weird people
Terrifying.
do go to the woods.
That's where they live.
Yes.
In the woods.
Yeah, like weird
All of
people.
them. They all live in the
Yes.
woods.
I sense a bit of
So
sarcasm.
you're in their domain when you're
Yeah.
out there. It's like going into the water and being like, well, I hope a shark doesn't get me.
Yeah.
You're in their
You're
territory
in
now.
their territory.
You go into the woods, you're in weird people's territory.
Dude, when I went to high school out in Colorado, we used to do 2 weeks straight in the backcountry. So you'd be like trekking for like 100 miles, you have everything you need on your back, and just the whole time you're like, bro, I'm fucking out here. If I see some weird shit, like I'm in it. I'm on my own.
Did you ever?
Not that I can think of. Like it, either I've repressed it or like can't think of it. I do. There was one night where we camped on a game trail. That was dumb. And we like heard the coyotes and like all that shit like right outside our tent.
Nah, fuck that.
We all literally, instead of this is, I mean, we were all dumbass like high school boys, so we were like, yo. We're gonna sleep with knives underneath our pillows, as opposed to like, hey
Just
guys,
moving your
just
camp.
move the campsite.
Oh,
And we thought we were so cool too because we had like our teachers and like there was other like groups of people we were with, and we're like, nah, dude. Like they all were on one side of a hill, and then we were like, no, we're gonna go on the other side of the hill. Literally, we had a teacher walk us to our tent because we were so scared.
as a teacher, I just wouldn't allow that to happen.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
I know. We were so dumb. So dumb. But that's teenage boys for you.
A second thing that people will hear on this in this like park on the trails is just like you'll just be walking along and then all of a sudden you just like see a faint like person like just like dart across the
No
trail
dart. Oh, people
or
mean.
like hide behind a tree or something like
Nope,
that.
don't like that.
And then you get up there and there's nothing there.
Do not fucking like that at all, dude.
And then the last thing, which I think is kind of the coolest thing, is faint music. So specifically, it's like a bugle call
Oh,
drifting through the woods with no
yeah.
source.
That's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's kind of cool. I'll give that credit.
It's like the residual energy of the battle
Yeah,
with the bugle.
the.
Yeah, exactly.
That's.
That's exactly what people hear. How did you know, dude?
What is a battle cry bugle? Like, what sounded like you give it to me? Pause. Pause. But.
Like a bump, a bump. That's what I'm
I don't.
picturing.
Like. It's definitely not that. Yeah, to be determined, I think. TBD.
It's clearly like Diamonds by Rihanna. That's the song that they play before battle
What is
with the bugle.
Diamonds by Rihanna?
Diamonds in the
Oh
sky.
yeah. Dude,
Shine bright
you
like a
know what I'm
diamond.
realizing, and everyone who's been around me probably already had this realization. I think I'm genuinely tone deaf. Like, I can't
I think the
hear.
same thing about myself
Yeah.
when I hear myself sing, because I'm like, that's just not
But you
even.
at least can pick up on tunes and stuff. Like, I don't
Oh,
hear.
I see what you're
I
saying.
don't hear the tunes of
I see
things.
what you're saying.
And, like, I can't reproduce it. Like, I can, yes, in the moment, like, I understand the melody of a song, but, like, no one could say, like, okay, what are the sounds that makes back? I would never be able to reproduce it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't have that problem, I don't
Yeah.
think.
No, I do.
I mean, like, I think in terms of like actually producing it with my vocal cords,
Yeah.
like, it doesn't sound good,
No, sure.
but it does. You can pick up
You
on what it
carry
is.
the tune.
Yeah.
I can't carry the tune of any song ever.
That's a shitty problem to have.
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't affect. Yes, if I wanted to be on American Idol or
Yeah.
that shit, yes, it would. It does not affect me in my day-to-day that much. However, I will say the one song that I pretty confidently have the tune and all the words for. You also know I don't know the words to most songs and stuff like that.
No, you very confidently sing the wrong words to most songs.
yeah. What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. That's the one song.
All right, give me like a few bars.
No, hold on.
That's
See?
not it.
No.
Dun, dun,
Da
dun, dun, dun,
da
dun,
da
dun, dun,
da
dun.
da You're insecure, don't know what for. Turning heads when you walk through the door.
Door.
Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Light up my world like nobody else. Okay, that's all I
You've
got.
got the essence of it, but
I'm
there's
still
just
off,
some stuff
and
that's
that's the
wrong.
one that I feel the
Yeah.
most confident
Yeah, there's just
about.
stuff that's wrong about it.
Yeah.
But it's a good effort.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Good song.
Just a bunch of beautiful boys singing.
Oh man, RIP Liam Payne.
Dude, I
That's
forgot
a
about
crazy
that.
one.
Rest in peace.
His was like, didn't he like fall?
I don't know. R.I.P. Rest in plaid pants. R.I.P.P.
Rip.
Rip-a-pip. Oh, man.
So one particular story comes from a visitor who hiked alone up the mountain on a foggy morning.
See, if I wake up, I go, okay, plan is to hike alone this morning, and it's foggy. I go, change of plan. No more lone hike.
Nah, I would do it. I'm fine.
I don't know about that, dude.
Near the summit, he stopped to catch his breath and look back down the trail. You know, take a little break.
Sure.
Take a little sight of
Yeah,
the.
take it in. You just worked
Yeah.
your ass off.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy it.
And then for a moment, and this is sick. He saw a line of men, like dozens of them, trudging
Whoa.
uphill in silence with their heads down, carrying rifles. And then just as quickly as they appeared, they just disappeared into the mist.
That's sick. I mean, that's a ghost encounter that I actually wouldn't mind having.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you see them like charge, but like silent, and
Well, because
then
it's just, you're almost like an onlooker. Like, you're not being haunted.
no,
Like, you just.
they don't even know you're there.
No, it's a moment in time that was so energy
Heavy.
heavy that it lives on and you get to experience and see a piece of history.
Yeah,
That's so cool.
that is cool. And then there's what I had mentioned earlier, which is the dead angle of Cheatham Hill. So it's like a spot in the defensive line of the Confederacy, that was just so like in the center of the action that
Man.
like there's allegedly hauntings around that. So one thing that's seen on Cheatham Hill is shadowy figures, so like the dark silhouettes will move
Whoa.
among like the preservation, because they've kind of like preserved as much of the like battlefield as possible, like the
Yeah.
nature and the any like things that they built and stuff like that. And then they have cold spots, so on hot
Ooh,
summer
yeah,
days,
cold spots. Gotta have the cold spots.
which, cold spots outside, no shit, it's wind. But
Yeah.
on hot summer days, people describe sudden
And
chills.
Georgia gets hot, man.
Yeah, dude. No thanks.
Yeah.
While they're standing near the dead angle trenches, as though they're like stepping into a pocket of air that remembers a colder time. And then there's the phantom sounds like distant gunfire, the roll of muskets, and most chillingly, moans and cries that seem to be coming from nowhere. One ranger recounted a story of a group hiking the Cheatham Hill Trail at dusk, and they stopped near the Illinois Monument. And as they listened, they heard what sounded like a low murmur, like dozens of voices, which were rising and falling, like soldiers were still huddled in the trenches,
Ranches.
the trenches, whispering orders or prayers or just shooting the shit with each other. And then when the group moved away, the sound vanished.
Shit. That's crazy.
So that is the, oh my God, the Kennesaw. I like it's just such a mouthful that I like forget the order of the words.
Yeah.
Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield State Park.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. What are your thoughts? Haunted or not?
Haunted.
Haunted.
I mean, just so many deaths,
Yeah.
so much energy. I especially like the residual hauntings, like the dudes like trudging up the hill. The sounds, like the gunfire and the like low, like talking, like it's like soldiers in trenches, like talking amongst each other. I think that that's compelling.
I agree.
You're going
Ditto.
haw.
Yeah, I'm going haw too, all the way. Yeah, it is for sure haunted. I mean, that type of energy does not exist in a place and not, continue to exist after something like that happens. So, no, yeah, totally, totally, totally haunted. So, riding with the haunted. Certify haunt, stamp it.
Did you know
Cool.
what time it is?
What?
It's slam poetry
Oh
o'clock.
no, dude.
Because I got to chug this drink.
Oh
And there's,
Jesus.
it's a hefty amount left.
Yeah, that is a hefty amount left. All right, guys. I am slam. What even is slam poetry?
Slam poetry.
Is it?
Yeah, haven't you ever seen 21 Jump Street?
Oh, yes,
Jonah Hill does
but
it.
no, I don't remember
You're dead.
that Oh, man. All right, I'll give it a shot. This poem is titled Kennesaw Ghosts.
by Nate.
Here you go. I'm a ghost. Am I a ghost? I don't know. Because I was in battle. Battle for my life. Battle in the trench. The trench is alive. I hear guns. Guns go poof. Then they take a while to reload. Because it's the Civil War. Then the guns go poof again. I get hit. Ouch. My blood run red. Like the couch. Ouch.
My couch is white, by the way.
Yeah. I'm in the trench of life, but now I'm dead. So now I'm in the trench of ghost. You're welcome. Dude, wait, why do I look so quiet on the
'Cause you are quiet.
Is that like even pick upable?
I guess we'll find out.
Oh geez, more. I feel like that was the end of the poem. You're going to have to just chug faster. Dude, you know what? And I'll start this story while you're chugging. I was a little bit of a Civil War buff back in the day when I was a youngin'. And I have a couple of Civil War artifacts. And I don't know the history behind them, but I have a Union soldier hat.
Whoa.
And a Confederate soldier belt buckle. Like, from the actual Civil War.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know where they are. I got to find them. But, yeah. It was, I had family that lived down in Virginia. And he collected a bunch of Civil War stuff. And he gave me those two items from his collection.
I think that stuff in particular is super cool. Because it's like the daily use stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, some dude just put that hat on.
Yes.
Another guy just, like, clipped that buckle.
Yes. And went to war with it.
Yeah. And then they, like, went and shot a bunch of dudes with it.
Yes. And now it's in a storage bin somewhere in my parents' basement. That's crazy.
Yeah, full circle of life for that hat.
Yes.
It was in war, and now it's in a bucket somewhere.
Yep, in Salem, Mass.
Yep.
Yep. I'll find it someday. That would be cool to find that again. So,
dude, if we ever did like a Civil War ghost hunt of any kind, you could wear it.
Yeah.
I would wear it.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I'd
have to do some sort of clean on it.
I'd rather wear the hat. You can wear the Confederate belt buckle.
Oh, no, that's what I meant. I would wear the hat. Oh. I wouldn't touch that belt buckle with a 10-foot pole.
I don't know.
That's some bad vibes.
Yeah, but that's maybe what the ghost might be attracted to.
They're going to be aroused by you wearing a hat?
No, well, maybe. I wear hats good, dude.
Ooh.
I could wear the fuck out of that hat.
Ooh, that's a nice hat.
Would you get that hat, boy?
Ooh. Oh, I think I might have to go get me one of those.
Oh, man. Well, if you ask nicely, maybe I'll let you wear it, Mr. Ghosty.
You, like, take it off you and just put it on him. Yeah. all sensual-like.
Dude, no, I actually low-key have been to a decent amount of, like, not Confederate. I have not been to any Confederate things. On purpose.
You can't say that and not elaborate.
I've been to some like landmarks and battlefields and stuff like that. Like, I've been to Appomattox where the surrender happened. Like, saw the desk that Robert E. Lee sat at when he signed the surrender.
I went to a Civil War. Whoa. Sorry.
Did you almost throw up?
No, I just, like, there was a burp that was, like, trapped in my throat somewhere.
It looked like you almost threw up.
No, I'm fine. But I've been to a battlefield from the Civil War. I can't remember which one, though, because I know it was a trip to Virginia, Maryland, and that's it. So, like, Virginia and Maryland. But I thought it was Gettysburg, but I don't think I've been to Gettysburg. I don't remember what battlefield it was though. It would have had to be would have had to have been in one of those
Yeah,
two
because
states.
Gettysburg was Pennsylvania,
Pennsylvania.
so that was too northern for
What
that
was in
trip.
Virginia? It was like a
Oh,
big one.
most of the battles.
Yeah. So it must have been one of the bigger ones, because it was like one that like I knew the name of like at the time.
Gotcha.
So I
Cool.
can't remember what it was called, but
I don't think the listeners give a fuck, to be honest.
wow.
I mean, we've been talking about this shit for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, they really care about your fucking belt
No,
buckle,
they don't
but
care about that either. That's fine. We can talk about something they don't care about for a minute. But when we're 10 minutes in, you go, oh shoot, what was the name of the, hold on, was it the Battle of, no, it wasn't that. Huh. Some dude's driving to work right now going, I'm gonna drive the car off the side of the fucking road. I'm gonna be the next ghost they investigate. Just get to the fucking
it was
point.
like the matter of factness that you said. I
Dude.
don't think the listeners give a fuck.
Oh man.
Anyway, I've chugged my drink. You've done your slam poetry.
Yes.
We've talked about how you've been to many Confederate meetings. And
No. I wanna.
now we're gonna take our intermission.
Yes. Yeah, we are. We're gonna take the intermission and just let everything go that was just said. Oh man. I didn't go to any Confederate meetings or anything like that. I didn't. I did not. There was a bunch of people that were like pro Confederate one time when I was eating dinner. Not pro Confederate. Like they just had a bunch of artifacts when I was eating dinner down in Virginia one time. And went over and started like looking at stuff, and then they were all like, "Yeah, like our grandpappies fought for the Confederacy and stuff like that." And I was like, "Oh, I feel like you lean a certain way."
Yeah, you should burn that shit, not have it out in a restaurant.
Yeah. So that was weird, but I was like 12. Whatever.
Old shit's cool, I
Yeah,
guess,
old shit is cool.
but not, I wouldn't be proud of having that.
No, I don't know. Yes. No, yeah, you're right.
I
So.
have some old coins, like ancient coins that I love. I don't know the history behind them exactly, but I think they're pretty cool.
I wonder if any of them paid for prostitutes.
Honestly, dude, that would make it pretty cool
Cool,
to
right?
me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like pretty friggin' cool.
I'm sure it was in the pocket of a prostitute at some point.
Well, or not the pocket, am I right, guys?
No, please elaborate. What do you mean by
Coins and buttholes.
that?
Oh man.
Everyone knows that's where everyone kept their coins back in ancient times.
Yes.
They didn't have pouches.
That's why they call them doubloons.
All right, we're going to take our intermission now.
Right,
We'll be right back.
we'll see you guys on the other side. Peace. We are so frickin' back, dude. It's not even frickin' funny.
Dude, like 110% Bach.
110% Bach, dude. Well, you had spirits on spirits first. I'm gonna follow it up with another spirits on spirits first.
I actually have no idea what you're doing. So,
So, think what are some places we haven't done? Like, what are some things we haven't done yet?
okay, orphanage,
No, haven't done that.
ski slope.
Nope, haven't done that either. We're getting real abstract. I love it.
Yeah. All right, give me inside or outside?
Outside.
Outside. Outside. We haven't done a parking lot.
No, we haven't done a parking lot.
River.
Ooh, we're getting warmer.
Okay.
We're
Lake.
getting
Oh,
much.
lake.
Dude, you
Gotta
nailed
be a
it.
lake.
Lake life. Just a couple of lake life boys, dude.
Couple of
A
Lakers.
couple of lake
Call
lovers.
us LeBron because we're a couple of Lakers.
Oh man. So yeah, we're hitting the lake today, broski. We're hitting actually what has been described as America's most haunted lake.
So we out to this lake to go wakeboarding or
No,
something?
hell no. So, a couple of people or not even a couple people. There's many a Georgians who refuse to even go on this lake because they say this lake takes lives every summer.
Does it?
Yes.
Damn.
Well, I don't know about every summer, but it'd be taking lots of lives. Over 700 people have died in this lake since its creation.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, so a lot of, and we're talking everything from boating accidents to electrocutions
Does this
to
lake like
drowning.
spontaneously turn to lava while people are in it or something?
No.
700's
I
crazy.
know, right? That's wild. No, we're talking about Lake Lanier. Have you ever heard of
Oh,
Lake Lanier?
I feel like I have seen, might be like an Unsolved Mysteries or something
So I
about
will
it.
say it did blow up like on the talk or on the tick, the TikTok and like Instagram and like it did. There was a big social media craze
Yeah.
about this lake, within the past couple of years. So yeah, I'm sure people made videos to kind of profit off of the hype. But yeah, Lake Lanier. We got 1950, okay? The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers built Beaufort Dam or Buford Dam, flooding more than 50,000 acres of farmland. That's a lot of
Jesus
friggin' acres of farmland.
Christ.
Yeah, but not just farmland. There was homes, cemeteries, and small towns, including the mostly black community of Oscarville, Georgia.
Oh man,
Okay.
that's awful.
So what happened when the army decided to build this dam and what was gonna happen when they flooded it was these whole communities had no time to pack up to get out. They definitely didn't get paid or anything like that. They just had to abandon their whole life. Okay? So the whole literally 50,000 acres of life, of memories, of history, of livelihoods, of
Towns.
towns, of everything flooded. So all of that stuff sits at the bottom of the lake to this day.
That's
Okay.
crazy. So there's like houses down there and shit.
Houses down there, churches.
Damn.
Now, the biggest thing,
Dude. Damn.
yeah. Damn, Daniel.
Dom.
Back at it
Dom,
with,
Army.
yeah.
Back at it again with the ruining people's
yeah.
lives.
The biggest thing is the cemeteries. Okay? So
Ooh.
these cemeteries were flooded along with everything else. And people have long said the local legend is God break. Sorry. I feel like when I talk for a long period of time, I yawn involuntarily. But like I said, locals have long believed that the legend of these flooded cemeteries and souls that have been lost have long contributed to a history past, making this one of the hauntedest lakes of all time.
Okay, dumb question, probably. When something is flooded for that long, wouldn't like the landscape of the like wouldn't the like bottom like change at all? In other words, wouldn't like bodies be like popping out?
Yes and no. No, like if stuff is buried deep enough, the pressure of the water is not going to displace that
Hmm.
deep of dirt unless there's that much movement. Obviously, with the ocean, you have different densities and thermohaline
I'm
circulation.
probably thinking more of the ocean
Yeah, like I
than.
mean, you have more of a current. You have, I mean, what are you familiar with density? Not to give you
Yes.
a science lesson,
Yes.
but density is how closely the particles are arranged. In the ocean, the two things that affect that are heat and salt content, which creates two layers of currents in the ocean, deep ocean currents and then surface level currents. So you have a lot of movement when it comes to the ocean. You do not have that movement in lakes. You don't have that much of a transfer. I mean, you have convection currents, obviously, because the top of the lake heats, but that's more so the water. And yes, you have the displacement of some of the sediment, but not nearly as much.
Okay, Mr. Science.
Yeah, I got a little smart on
Look at
you
you.
guys. Got a little smarty pants.
Got the fucking chemistry degree or
Yeah.
whatever the fuck.
But yeah, so I'm siding with the locals. I think there's definitely some stuff going on because those bodies are buried deep underneath the lake. So we got some hauntings to get to. Do you want to get to some hauntings?
Dude, bring me into the hauntings.
So the most commonly reported, there's several kind of common ones, but the most commonly reported is people will be in the lake. There's a couple of stories of fishermen reaching down into the lake,
Ooh.
people swimming in the lake, and they have all described the same sensation of hands grabbing them underneath the water.
So, new fear unlocked.
Yeah.
But also, like, not even just the hands, but like, it's kind of creepy the idea of like swimming over dead people.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up.
Like a
And
lot.
like, you know it.
Yeah. I know. And
That's bad.
apparently, like, from what I was reading and looking at, like, this lake is a pretty big destination. Like,
Yeah, like
people,
families.
yeah, like, this is a lake that
Yeah.
people be laking at this lake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, crazy, crazy. Just the cold hands kind of tugging at them from below. And the second they kind of get to that, like, oh shit, I'm gonna get pulled under, they release.
Well, that's nice, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Least it like doesn't fully pull him under.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think that freaks me the fuck out. But yeah, no, there have been a lot of stuff. So yeah, I mean, like I said, 500. Wait, let me check my notes. What did I say? Was it 500 or 700?
700.
Did I say, yeah, 700 people have died since 1950 when this lake was
Oh
created.
my God,
So
that.
those aren't even including the people that were, I mean, that's not including the dead people that were there before.
75 years. So
Yeah.
that's like 10 people per year.
Yes. So like
That's
I said, the
absurd.
lake claims lives every single year.
That's absurd.
And there is some like science that goes into it of the waters are pretty unsafe because there is a whole ass town down there. So that makes it so boats are hitting stuff that they're not expecting to hit. The water is like people are getting snagged on stuff when they're diving down there and stuff like so like it's just there is unsafe conditions.
That would actually be a very cool like with a tour or like professional like scuba diving location. That would
Yeah.
be cool.
So a crazy thing that happens is apparently divers have heard church bells when they go under the water.
Could it just be like the bells from the church, like waving around in the water or something and like hitting.
You know what? I hadn't thought about that. That's a valid point. That might be debunked. Yeah, that's a valid point. There have been other cases. So divers go down there often, and they've talked about how there is just such an oppressive, kind of heavy,
Oh,
cold energy,
I believe that.
and a sense of being watched. They have talked about, which I feel like divers are pretty in tune to that.
Yeah, you have to be because there's actual like living predators
Yes.
down underwater.
Yes,
So,
absolutely. So I do think they're pretty in tune to that. So I do kind of trust them when they have that instinct.
I also, and I don't know this to be true, but when I think of divers, I think of like pretty like science-minded people.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I don't know, they're like facts-based
yes.
kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So if they're saying something is off, I believe that something is off.
I agree. Residents near the shoreline claim to hear screams, splashes, or moans in the dead of night when the water is calm.
Again, could this be like human people who are just going for a little night swim?
And then screaming, splashing, and moaning?
Yeah.
Now, is that how you night swim? You just hit a body of water when the sun's down, and you go, ah! Oh, that is how you do it? That's how you do it?
No, that's not how I do it, but people are fucking weird. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Campers have also described seeing shadowy figures moving along the water's edge only to dissolve into mist.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Just seeing shadows along the edge of the water.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Now, local legend tells of a fisherman who waves to passing boats from the shoreline at night. And then when rescuers approach, there's no one there. There's no footprints, no gear, nothing.
That's nice. He's just like, hey.
Yeah, or he's trying to, like, lure them in.
Hey, come over here.
Yeah.
Come to my shore.
Oh, man.
It's really cool over here.
There's been other accounts where people from the shore or late night boaters.
Dude, the Jazzy Shore?
Yeah. And late night boaters have seen a boat that appears to be rowed by shadowy figures that make no sound. And when they get closer, the boat disappears. It was never there.
Whoa. Bananas.
Right? Now, the most famous ghost of the lake is called, what do you think it's called?
Lake Man.
No, that was a good guess. Lady of the Lake.
Ooh.
Lady of the Lake. We've had the lady in red, the lady in white, the lady in gray. We had a lady in gray, lady mm-hmm. in black, but now we have the lady of the lake.
That's cool.
So in 1958, two women, Delia Mae Parker Young, it's a mouthful, and Susie Roberts crashed their car off a bridge into the lake.
This lake just cannot give people a break.
No, lake keep taking.
The lake takes.
The lake taketh.
Yep. The lake does not really giveth that
no,
much.
No, it giveth. Funerals.
it giveth pain.
Yes. But divers couldn't find the car at first.
That makes sense. It probably looked like it was just part of the town.
It was just a parked car.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. It was in a driveway.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's fair. Like, they flooded that thing in, like, 1950. So, like, life was... Granted, I think it was a relatively, like, poor... I don't know... I mean, they had cars.
There was cars.
There was cars.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase this. So I said they couldn't find the car at first. It wasn't until 1990 that they discovered the skeletal remains of Roberts. So Susie Roberts.
And what year did they crash?
1958.
Whoa.
Yes.
30 years?
Yeah. 30 years.
That's
absurd. And they found her skeletal remains. They didn't find the car, and they didn't find Delia's remains either.
So is Delia trying to show people where her bones are?
So, I don't know about that, but I do know that boaters and fishermen reported seeing a woman in a blue dress with no hands walking the bridge and the shoreline. Many believe this to be Delia, whose body was never recovered.
No hands?
No hands.
Was she driving?
And not in the fun way.
yep. Not on a roller coaster.
Yep.
Was she the one driving?
I believe so, yes.
So, okay. So maybe, like, she had her hands on the steering wheel, and then the impact happened and her hands got ripped off.
So that's one theory. Another theory is that she crashed because her hands got cut off while she was driving.
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
It's a theory.
That makes way more sense
It's
than my theory.
my theory and no one else's theory. I did not see that anywhere. But I'm just imagining that she's driving and then she goes, Susie, can you pass me a French fry? And instead of putting French fries in the bag, because it's McDonald's, that's McDonald's time. Crocker, Kroger, no, what was the guy's name? Croc.
Yeah, Croc.
Ray, Ray
Ray
Croc.
Croc.
He, yeah, they went to McDonald's. They were driving over the bridge. She goes, hey, can you hand me a fry? And instead of putting fries in the bag, they accidentally put a machete in the bag.
Yeah.
And she didn't realize it. So she reached out and then sliced her hands off by accident.
And on that day,
They crashed.
Susie became the Lake Lanier hand slasher.
Yeah.
And
The
every year on that same day, she comes out and she slashes people's hands.
Yep, it's true. Again, our theory and no one else's.
That would be a good movie.
That would. We should write
We
it.
should write it.
How about we finish the other fucking movies we've
And we
started
should
writing?
star in it too. You should be Susie.
Yeah. This sounds like a great YouTube.
I'll be Delia, you be
This
Susie.
sounds like
You
a.
chop my hands off, and then you become the Lake Lanier hand slasher.
That, I mean, we have a YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel.
Oh, man.
So that's all I got for Lake Lanier. What do you think? Haunted or not?
I think my honest take is that if it weren't for the fact that there's literally a town down there, I would probably be able to just like reasonably debunk most of these things.
But 700 people dying is a lot.
It's also an artificial lake.
Okay.
Shit is weird with artificial, like it's not natural.
What are you, a lake guy? You know, artificial lakes have a higher probability of
Well,
death.
think about it. There's obstacles.
Yeah,
There's
for
houses down
what?
there. There's a church.
Yeah, but people aren't like, name one time you've been to a
There's a
lake.
hand slasher.
Name one time you've been to a lake and you've got. Yeah, let me go to the bottom of this thing real quick. Like, no one does that.
No, but also, let's say, how deep is this lake? Do you know how deep this lake is?
No
Let's
idea.
say it's.
I'd imagine deep. I mean, there's boats on it, so like, it's deep.
Let's say it's 50 feet.
Yeah.
Houses are, what, 30 feet tall,
Maybe, I
generally
mean, a
speaking?
three-story house would be 30
Like,
feet.
Yeah. Shit gets caught on things that are poking out of water.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I think if it weren't for the fact that there's literally a town down there that was, and just the history around it is so sad, and like the energy is probably really heavy there, I would probably be able to debunk most of it. But I think because of the town, you've ever so slightly brought me onto the haunted.
Okay, so you're like haunted light.
I'm like,
Half haunt. You're haunt. Not haunted.
Han.
Haunt.
I'll go like 52.5%
Okay.
haunt.
Yeah, I'm going haunted for sure, dude. Like, first off, people are feeling fucking hands grab them from underneath the lake. You're seeing ghost boats, all that stuff. So not only are you seeing the shit, there's the history to back the shit that you're seeing up.
I'm not saying that people's experiences aren't creepy, and I would be creeped out if I had one of those experiences, but I'm a little on the edge about whether or not it's ghosts.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I disagree. I'm fully, this is fully ghost in my mind, but
But hey, two firsts.
yeah.
First battlefield, first lake.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Really cool. So I feel like that was. I want to go to Atlanta now, dude.
I'm down.
I want to go to the land of Lil Tay.
Dude, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Lil Tay. We
We
can.
gotta go see, like, I was going to say we should go see her childhood home. Just where she lives now.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, for sure.
She's a child.
For sure doing that. And then we're going to hit Lake Lanier. We're going to hit your Battlefield, your Bad Jordan field. Sparks. We did look that song up. That is a Jordan Sparks song. Spong? Jordan Sparks Spong? It's a Jordan Sparks song. So, yeah, Sparky was pumping out the hits about the...
About the Kennesaw Mountain Battlefield State Park.
Yep, regional territory. Oh, man. That's a good one. Oh. All right, well, that's all I got.
We'll see you next week with a new episode.
Stay spooky.
Peace.
Peace.